and one ironically commissioned by an Englishman, sits today in the British Library, like a last survivor, to record just how much was lost.
This week's essay series, A Short History of Indian Art, was presented by William Dalrymple. You can find a photo from the Delhi book on the programme's page of the BBC Radio 3 website, where you can also read all of William Dalrymple's texts in full. This week's series was produced by Anthony Denslow and is a Whistledown production for BBC Radio 3. And the subject of the essay next week, The Human Body. The first of those programmes, Monday night at 10:45. This Friday night at 11 o'clock, it's now time for World on 3. Here's Lapa Qatari.
John, thanks very much. Well, hello and welcome to a special World on 3, bringing you music from Darbar, the Festival of Indian Classical Music, taking place this weekend at London's South Bank Centre, part of the BBC's India season. Now, you may be forgiven for thinking that because classical music in India is such an ancient part of its cultural history, that it's in fear of extinction or that it plays no part in today's world. Well, you couldn't be more mistaken. It is alive and well, at the grassroots level to international auditoriums, from the traditional to the modern adaptation. And the Darbar Festival, the largest of its kind outside of India, is testament to this. Over the weekend here at the festival, you'll get a real taste of India from morning through to late at night, as many dozens of artists perform classical music from both the north and south of India, Hindustani and Carnatic music sharing the same stage. And I make this point because whilst Hindustani and Carnatic music share similar foundations and traditions, it is unusual to have the two forms come together and exchange ideas. Darbar's festival director is Sandeep Virdi.
India's very, very diverse, and people kind of forget the size and the enormity of India and its diverse communities. So we felt it was important from when we started 10 years ago that it's important that if we're going to represent the music of India, we needed to represent all the different facets of it. And just like in England, where we have the north-south divide, we have the same divide in India. And so it's kind of a demarcation. So roughly about half of India, the northern part is called Hindustani music and the southern part is called Carnatic music. And we felt it was important to bring the two traditions together. They are very different in the sense that their instrumentation is very different and the approach to the concert is different. In the North Indian style, we have, say, the popular instruments like the sitar accompanied by the tabla. And in the south, you might have the Saraswati Veena, but it'll be accompanied by an instrument called the mridangam, like a double-barreled drum, and a guttum, which looks like a cooking pot. So the stylistic differences are huge, but when they come together and perform the music, it's still what we call raga music.
So tell us a little bit about the artists that you've got here.
Well, this year we've got, in the first half, we've got Abhishek Lahiri. He's making his UK debut performance, and he'll be accompanied today by Sukhwinder Singh. And in the second half, we have the really well-known Ranjini and Gayatri sisters, and they'll be accompanied by a violin on H.N. Bhaskar and on guttum by Udupa Giridhar, and on mridangam we have Sai Giridhar.
Wonderful. So in the programme, we're going to get exactly that mix of music from the north and music from the south.
Absolutely. You can hear the different contrasting sides to raga music.
So Sandeep, tell us a little bit more about Abhishek.
So Abhishek is one of what we would consider a young emerging artist from India. He lives in Calcutta and he's a fourth generation musician. So music's been in their family system for many, many years. And this is kind of a big international platform for him. And he plays an instrument called the sarod. The sarod is a lute type instrument. And what's interesting about it is that it doesn't have any frets. So you have to basically be able to play it with your nails and you have a plectrum. So it's a very difficult instrument to keep in tune all the time. So he's got a difficult task, but he's got years of classical training. And Sukhwinder Singh is one of the senior maestros of tabla. And we're very proud to have him here because he's from Birmingham and he's playing at the top level.
the Durbar Festival's artistic director there, Sandeep Virthi. So now let's hear some of that concert recorded earlier this evening by World on Three at the Purcell Room at London's South Bank Centre, accompanied by Sukhvinder Singh on tabla and Priya Prakash on tanpura. This is the UK debut of Kolkata sarod player Abhishek Lahiri live at Durbar 2015. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The audience absolutely loving tonight's concert. That was Rag Ashri and Abhishek Lahiri, Sarod Virtuoso, playing to a packed hall in his debut London concert earlier this evening at the Purcell Room at London South Bank Centre, accompanied there by Sukhvinder Singh on tabla and Priya Prakash on tanpura. I'm Lopa Kotari, and you're listening to a special edition of World on Three, bringing you music from the Durbar Festival, a festival of Indian classical music taking place this weekend at London South Bank Centre, part of the BBC's India season. In a few minutes, we're going to be hearing from Ranjini and Gayatri, who were featured in the second half of this evening's double bill from Durbar 2015. But it's the 10th anniversary of the festival, started by Sandeep Virthi in memory of his father, an accomplished musician himself and passionate advocate for Indian classical music. And I asked Sandeep to cast his mind back to the festival's beginnings and what he'd originally set out to do.
Well, my father was really a vibrant person, so whichever room he walked in, he'd sort of set alight the conversation in that room, and he was very passionate about teaching tabla. He'd had a very tough time living in India and learning from the great masters, because you learn in what we call the Guru Shishya Parampara, where you learn from the teacher and the student one-to-one for many years. So he'd gone through that experience, but he wanted to share that with his students, and he did. And unfortunately, when he passed away, a lot of musicians came up to us and said, well, why don't you set up something for your father? So it was meant to be just a one-off event. And sometimes you never know what things are planned. And here we are 10 years on, and we're in the South Bank classical season. And yeah, we've featured about 250 musicians in 10 years.
But how do you go about finding the artists and building the festival program?
It's quite a complex way that we do it. So we start with a blank sheet every year. And what we know is that we've got to represent the Indian raga system. And the raga system, we need to make sure that we represent ragas played at the right time, because they are time specific. So we have morning concerts, afternoon. And this concert you're about to hear is in the evening. So you'll have early evening ragas, and then you'll have late evening ragas. And in the North Indian, they're very strict about the time theory. And in the South, they're not so strict, but let's see what Ranjini and Gayatri will sing for us.
Well, tell us a little bit about Ranjini and Gayatri. They are, I mean, unlike Abhishek, they are really well-established artists. They've played in the UK many times before. Why have you asked them to come along to this year's Durbar?
We have a concept called Jugalbandi, which is when two musicians come together. And it's very rare to actually have either brothers or sisters to be performing. And what I really like is the interaction between them. So each of the sisters has their own strengths, but when they come together, it's quite amazing. And I think it was just important for us to represent the Carnatic tradition and then have compositions by famous composers like Thyagaraja.
When you have two, in a sense, soloists performing together, does that change the structure of the rag? You know, is the approach different, or do you still have these movements within it?
The piece remains the same, but what's really difficult is when you're an individual musician, you are the composer and the musician at that moment in time improvising. So if you're doing it together, you then have to really be careful that you don't overstep your mark, and that you're actually making music rather than it becoming awkward for each other.
Leaving your partner, I guess, a door.
Absolutely. It's teamwork.
I really enjoy this journey with Gayatri. And I have never had that sense of belonging and making great music as much as with Gayatri.
Yes,
it feels best.
Principally, the feeling of rightness that we have with each other, a rightness that encompasses, you know, values, shared beliefs, and also a healthy respect for each other's strengths and acknowledgement of the weaknesses and how to negotiate our way through it, and a style that echoes all of this. So I think we have all of this, and so we haven't really tried to go out of this wonderful comfort zone that we have. But as we always tell each other, you know, if it happens, it happens.
But how does the dynamic work in you know, this form of music where there is so much improvisation.
Mm-hmm.
How do you give each other space and leave the other something that they can shine on, some little ornament that you think,
it is very
yours?
Easy in Carnatic music, I would say, than perhaps the Hindustani system, because the strong anchoring in our concert is the composition, the kirtane. So when this, it is around the composition that your creativity is built. The raga alapana is a prelude to the composition. The niraval and kalpanaswaras are addendums to a line of the composition. The Taniyavatram is also an extension, a rhythmic improvisation in the same tala that the composition is in. So here you have this beautiful composition literally holding it all together. So it's very easy for two artists like us, two sisters like us, when we have learnt the composition and we sing it the same way with the same musical phrases, it is easy for us to negotiate, you know, how the raga flows. So either one of us sing an alapana separately and then we take the niraval. But beyond all that, I think what we celebrate is this feeling of uniqueness which we are as individuals. So we don't try to sing like each other, because I think that would be a mistake.
Yeah, I think there is a lot of synergy. I believe that there should be a synergy. That is, the sum of both of us should be more than the 2+2 should not be 4, but more than 4, more than 5. So that's what we've always strive to achieve. And definitely, whatever Gayatri sings, you know, it inspires me to sing something, you know, on the same lines or improvise on that. So it goes on.
To get to this level of musicianship, of being the singers that you are, has undoubtedly been a very rigorous and regimented learning process for the two of you. Do you feel that you lost your childhoods by learning this in such a disciplined way?
Well, as you rightly pointed out, we had a very strict and disciplinarian father. So we were made to sit down and practice a lot. But he used to be very ingenuous about it, in the sense that he used to think of new ways to make us practice without boredom coming into play. So he used to say, okay, come, let's play in front of this great person who has heard a lot of music. He's going to assess you. And we used to carry our violins across to, 5 minutes, 10 minutes walk away. He lived.
Yeah,
he used to go there.
He created these little different settings for us to practice, whether it was in different friends' houses or whether we carried our violins to all the holiday resorts and, you know, holiday spots and, you know, played in parks near mountains. And so it was just that we enjoyed the music, but it was the music always with games.
Yeah.
Whether when we walked to the swimming pool to have our weekly or monthly swim, we used to talk about music and he used to be asking us about ragas, talas. So there was no moment that was not spent, you know, without any discussion. It was a very normal part. But I should say that for the large part, we have had a very normal childhood. We went to school. We were not interrupted. You know, our education never was interrupted for the sake of music. Till we finished our degree, my father insisted that we should do that. And we had time for, you know, games with our friends down in the street. So that also we have done. So I think largely, as much as possible, we've had a very normal childhood.
Well, was there ever a moment where you thought, I don't actually want to do this, I want to be something
different? Plenty. You're kidding me. You think an 8-year-old wants to sit down and practice? It's not going to happen, you know. There is no 8-year-old in this world who is going to voluntarily, happily practice.
For 4 hours a day.
No, it's not going to happen. At some point, it will happen. You'll be happy with it for some of the time. But most of the time, it's just like you, it's a tedium. You have to make yourself do it. Hopefully, by the time, if you're born to it, by the time you're 13 or 14, it will click and you will do it for the joy of it. But until then, somebody has to keep your nose to the grindstone.
Was there a specific moment for you when you thought, yes, what my dad has been putting us through, this is exactly it for me. I want to be this musician.
I don't know, really, because we had started performing Earlier than when we had all these rational thoughts and, you know, I was 13 and Gayatri was 10 when we started performing. So we were literally, you know, happy-go-lucky children who were just put on stage by our guru, who insisted that we play the concert, much to our father's surprise, because he thought we were not ready at that time. But my guru insisted that we were ready and that we have to play a concert. So at that age, what can a kid really think about whether, oh, this is my moment of reckoning? No, not at all. You just did it.
And in fact, through our lives, in fact, we never thought of music as a career or as a calling or any of these handles. It was just what we did, what we breathed and what we slept and ate. And it was at a very later stage, you know, when we were about maybe 19 or 18 or 19.
Actually, I remember when we went to college, many people will look up to me and say that, hey, your career is already, it's all, you know, set. We have to think about what we have to do now. You said, what set? I'm also, learning as the same as you. She said, no. You're performing in such a high level. You're already musicians for all it's, at that time, maybe. It struck me that, oh, maybe I'm already doing this seriously. But till then, it never, you know, struck me. It was like part of life for me.
Yes.
It's like...
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to both of you, Ranjini, Gayatri. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure to be here with you.
The truly passionate partners in song, sisters Ranjini and Gayatri, who were talking to me earlier on this evening, happily embracing the regimen of their childhood and celebrating their love of music and the synergy that comes from improvising together. And here they are, accompanied on violin by H.N. Paskar, Sai Giridhar on mridangam, the double-sided barrel drum. And on the clay pot, the ghatam, is Giridhar Udupa. And on Tanpuras, Ranjini and Gayatri were accompanied by Priya Prakash. And this concert was recorded earlier this evening live at Durbar Festival at London's South Bank Centre.
From ma to ma of jog, you get Vrindavani.
Ga ma pa ni sa ga ga sa ni pa ma ga ni sa ri ma pa ni ni pa ma ri ni 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 sa ni ni sa 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 ri ni ri 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 ma ki jo ni sa ri 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 ma ki jo ni ri sa ni ni 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 ri ni ni ri ni ni sa ni ni ma sa sa ri ni ni sa Oh.
As we come to the end of the concert, we'll just present a couple more pieces. We will now present a Tamil Virutham, which is a verse in Tamil sung as a ragamalika in three parts. This verse by one of the greatest saints and poet, Appar, talks of Lord Shiva, the omnipotent, the all-pervading, where all opposites, contrasts merge themselves into one. He is art and he is science. He is man and he is woman. He is the sky and the earth and all that is in between. So this composition, this verse will be followed, will flow into a composition on Lord Shiva in Raga Sindhu Bhairavi. நாடும் நகரமும் நாடும் நகரமும் நட்டிரு கோயிலும் நாடும் நகரமும் நட்டிரு கோயிலும் தேடி திரிந்து
கொள்வானே கூடிய நெஞ்சத்தும் கோயிலாய் கொள்வானே. Sundareshwara Gaurisha Shanjara
Sisters Ranjini and Gayathri performing earlier this evening at Dharapa Festival, taking place at London's South Bank Centre all this weekend. They were accompanied on stage by H.N. Bhaskar on violin, Sai Giridhar on mridangam, on ghatam was Giridhar Udupa, and Krithuka Nartaraja and Mithila Sharma on tanpuras. And so we say goodnight from World on Three and the Dharapa Festival 2015. Next week, Marianne Kennedy will be spinning the discs on World on Three with a session from travelling song collector Sam Lee. But for now, I leave you with a little more from rising star of the Sarod, Abhishek Lahiri, and tabla player Sukhvinder Singh with Tanpura on Tanpura Priya Prakash. This is a piece of music composed by Abhishek's father and guru. This is Rag Chanayat. Till next time. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on Radio 3. I'm Katrina Young with a visit to the 2014 Proms to start us off, but not our usual trip to the Albert Hall. This is a much more intimate affair that took place in Cadogan Hall, just over a mile away, as part of the Proms Chamber Music Series. The guests were the clarinetist Michael Collins and his ensemble London Winds, and they brought just two works, setting the young Richard Strauss beside Mozart, his favourite composer, and so presenting their very different takes on the 18th century harmony wind ensemble. Strauss's 13-part suite ended the programme, but just eight of them assembled to start with for a Mozart serenade.
Thank you.